Cool. So, hello, my name's Ben. I'm over at Queen Mary University in London, and I'm going to be talking about Raftery, a system that me and my two advisors have been building, which is looking at distributed temporal graphs and how we're building and maintaining them from a set of event streams. So I just wanted to give you a little bit of an idea of why we got to this point. So kind of some of the original distributed graph processing systems had this idea that you've got a big chunk of data on disk, you've got some chosen algorithm, so you load it in, turn it into your graph, you churn through in a couple of iterations, and out pops your result. And then if you, say, want to see how things have changed throughout time, you might have snapshots, you know, once a day for the last X number of months. And again, you load all these in, build them into graphs, you get a set of outputs, and then these can, you know, you can do some deltas between them to see how things have changed. And that's quite sort of coarse. And, you know, if you only have snapshots once every day, then you kind of lose what happens in between and so on. This is kind of improved with these stream-based graph processing systems where you have some event source out in the wild. So some of the examples we've been looking at are like cryptocurrencies, mapping data, so people moving around cities, and obviously social networks. And then changes in these event sources can then affect your in-memory graph. So in the case of a social network, you might have a user joins the network, someone follows their friend, and so on. So these can all be inserted in. And then users of your system can then query this. You know, they request processing and get their results back. So this is great if you want to do some analysis on the most recent version of the graph, or alternatively, if you've got some metric that you're interested in monitoring and then seeing how this changes over time. So what we were thinking was is that, well, if you've got all these changes coming in and you have all these problems with trying to keep all your graph in sync and up to date, why don't we just try to keep all of the changes and build a full temporal graph? So this in some ways simplifies the way that we actually synchronize, but then also allows us to do things like comparing the newest state to all of the previous versions of the state, and then actually do proper temporal queries. So something like if you're doing a shortest path, it might be, oh, I only want to go out on edges that are younger than the one I come in on. Or alternatively, you might have, say, for, I don't know, planes flying around, edges only exist for a certain period of time, and you need to get there and get on that edge before it disappears. So with those ideas in mind, let me come up with Raftery. Our initial work was on kind of formalizing this temporal graph model and the update semantics, so how we add, remove vertices and edges, as well as updating a set of properties that they have, so a key value set of properties associated with them. How we actually distribute and manage this graph in memory, so we have a set of partitions which have a set of vertices and edges each, and then how we sort of stream all of these updates into these partitions and keep them in sync. And then we also provide this sort of Preggle-like temporal graph analysis model in which the user can request to do some analysis on the live graph, any point back in time, down to the resolution of the actual timestamps on the data. So you could say, you know, what does it look like last Thursday at 3:02 in the afternoon? And then actually look through ranges, so sort of hop throughout the whole history of the graph and compute these different metrics and see how they change. So I'll just go over a quick run through the architecture. So over here we have this data spout. So this is kind of how the user decides